Today is April 9, 2006, and we are at the veteran's home. His name is Dale Carroll, and the interviewer is Eric Peckinpah, who is the interviewee's grandson. What branch of service did you serve in?
I was in the U.S. Army.
What war did you serve in?
Served in the Korean affair.
What was your highest rank you got?
I attained the rank of a sergeant.
Where did you serve?
Served in Korea.
Segment 1. Were you drafted or did you enlist?
I was drafted.
Where were you living at the time?
I was living in Evansville, Indiana.
Do you recall your first days in service?
The first days in service was at boot camp where I was learning the basics, handling of the weapons, learning how to march, doing basics.
What did it feel like?
Scary.
Tell me about your boot camp training experiences.
Long days, learning how to disassemble a rifle, how to march, and a few courses on how to keep records in the Quartermaster Corps.
Do you remember your instructors?
No.
How did you get through it?
Do your best that you can with to get along with other people in the barracks.
Segment 2. Which war did you serve in?
Served in the Korean War.
Where exactly did you go?
First of all, we went to Japan for our CBR training. From Japan, we went into Korea probably the Chuncheon area.
Do you remember arriving and what it was like?
Arrived in Yokohama, and from there we went to the Drake. From Drake, we then went on into Seoul.
What was your job or assignment?
The assignment that I was on was in Quartermaster Corps, serving with the 40th Infantry Division.
Did you see combat?
No.
Were there many casualties in your unit?
No.
Tell me about a couple of your most memorable experiences.
Most memorable experience that I would have had while in that service was taking a trip to the front lines one time as the backup for a major general.
Were you a prisoner of war?
No.
Were you awarded any medals or citations?
As far as medals that I earned, one would be the National Defense Service Medal, Korean Service Medal, and the United States Service Medal.
Segment 3. How did you stay in touch with your family?
Writing letters.
What was the food like?
Food was pretty good, being in Quartermaster Corps, yes.
Did you have plenty of supplies?
Yes. It was my own supply quartermaster.
Did you feel pressure or stress?
Neither.
Was there something special you did for good luck?
No.
How did folks entertain themselves?
We had USO shows.
Were there entertainers?
Yes, from the USO.
What did you do when on leave?
Took my R&R, rest and recuperation, in Tokyo, Japan.
Where did you travel while in the service?
Only between Tokyo and Seoul and back to Chuncheon.
Do you recall any particularly humorous or unusual event?
Not after 50 years.
What were some of the pranks that you or others would pull?
Wouldn't repeat them now.
Do you have photographs?
A few.
Who are the people in the photographs?
No showing of the photographs, so we don't know who they were.
What did you think of officers or fellow soldiers?
Good group of people.
Did you keep a personal diary?
No.
Segment 4. Do you recall the day your service ended?
Happy to get out of the service after 2 years of being drafted.
Where were you?
In the Chicago area.
What did you do in the days and weeks afterward?
Took a few trips with my wife.
Did you work or go back to school?
Yes, we went back to school.
Was it supported by the GI Bill?
Yes.
Did you make any close friendships while in the service?
Yes, a group of about 4 of us are still corresponding.
Did you continue any of those relationships?
Yes.
For how long?
Still corresponding with a couple of them.
Did you join a veterans organization?
Yes, belong to the American Legion and belong to the Veteran of Foreign Wars.
Segment 5. What did you go on to do as a career after the war?
I followed up on the schooling, earned a degree in college on night school, and continued in my job.
Did your military experience influence your thinking about war or about the military in general?
No.
If in a veterans organization, what kinds of activities does your post or association have?
The American Legion is still trying to keep its, trying to keep ahead of the game.
Do you attend reunions?
No.
How did your service and experiences affect your life?
No recollection of how it has changed my life.
Is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't covered in this interview?
I don't think so.